Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm one of the ministers here at the church. I'd like to start by thanking you for listening to this sermon online. Before we get started, I'd just like to say that we truly hope that this audio recording will encourage you in your walk with God. But we also hope that it would just be supplemental to your relationship with Jesus, and that it would in no way replace the church that you should be plugged into or the spiritual leaders God has put in your life to shepherd you. So please, enjoy the next 30 minutes or so of this message. I pray it will challenge and uplift you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. God bless.
We are very blessed to have two summer interns this summer working with us here at the church, and so we're going to give them a chance to share. Come on up to share a little bit of what they experienced this summer, and including time at Heritage Camp. And so Elizabeth drew the short straw, and she gets to go first.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm here to talk to you all about the kids' camp. Okay. And if you weren't there, there is always a chance for you next time. So, come along. There's room. There's always room for you. Okay. First of all, in the morning after Devo and after breakfast, we would watch skits. After that, we would get into our small groups. I like the lions and bears and tigers. The bears would start off at the fireplace and answer some questions from the Bible story we learned that day. And then the tigers would play some games, and then the bears would make some crafts. And every day we'd learn a new story and change groups who would do something else. And then we would have, after that, we'd have playtime before lunch. And after lunch, we get into our small groups. There's a small groups that get a chance to go fishing or tubing, and then the other ones get to do some craft. And then, so as you can see, the two girls who got the fish, that was their first time, and that's their first fish. Yeah. Good. And then that some of them got a chance to go tubing, so that was fun and scary. And after that, we have more playtime. And then some kids got a chance to go hiking, and we all can see where they all went. So that was fun for them. And then, what is camp without these wonderful late women, who look after us, cook for us, and wakes up at 6:30 a.m. and doesn't go to bed until 12 a.m. And they are the reasons why we all survived camp. So we thank you. Okay. All I can say is congratulations to all of you who won a pie. There's about 33 people who won a pie. So congratulations. So, if you want to win a pie, you have to memorize a verse from the Philippians, and they have to be equal amount of your age. As you can see. So, as you can see, age is just a number, and that anything is impossible if you put your mind to it, because some did it. So, until next time, I'll see you guys all next year at camp. So, my summer and the in the beginning of summer, I was Evander because summer was just amazing. It was great. I loved it. It was a great experience. But it was short. So at the end of the summer, I was this guy. Because summer was too short, and you know what they say? you time flies when you're having so much fun. So I was kind of a little sad when summer was over. So that's me. And then my internship was great. I enjoyed the kids. Enthusiasm was great. We had so much fun. We had some craft. We went to the zoo. So that was pretty fun. And we had the spray park. I enjoyed it. It was good. I enjoyed my internship, so I'm very thankful for that. And this year, we got to baking. I want to say thank you to all the ladies who let us experiment our baking skills in their kitchen. We made a lot of mess, but it was all worth it, so I'm very thankful. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. She was not excited about having to do that for you this morning. But she did well. Now it's Jesse's turn.
Oh, hello, church family. Good to see you again. I happen to be out of town this weekend, so I'm coming to you via live broadcast to tell you about how I spent my last 3 months as your very own summer intern. So what did I do this summer? I had never been a church intern before, so I went in kind of uncertain, but knowing that I wanted to just spend as much time doing as much quality fellowship with as many people as I could. I wanted to get people outside doing fun activities together as a church community outside of the building. But before I could really hit the ground running, since most of our kids were in school during the month of June, me and Sharon ended up spending many an hour trying to turn our fireside room into a desert island for VBS. Believe it or not, it's very difficult trying to make a waterfall entirely out of paper. Insert picture of me making a waterfall up. Take a tour of the room yourself after service. See our exuberant pine trees, our luscious ferns, and our exotic huts, built by yours truly with more than a little help from Sharon. So once the summer actually got rolling along, I had to create a schedule that maximized my opportunities to just do fun things with as many people as I could outside of the church building, whether it be doing sporting activities every Wednesday or just taking people out for lunch or coffee, doing things with the kids and Elizabeth. I had to make sure that every week was filled with as much time spent in fellowship with people as possible.
One of the best examples was in early July when we got as many people as we could out in 7 different canoes. It turned out to be a bit more of a windy day than we had hoped, which resulted in us having to turn around and go back where we came, but we still had a great day together nevertheless. Or when we took some of our FriendSpeak readers out to see some of the quaintest rural Saskatchewan sites we can think of. Here is Jesse and Mom by Saskatchewan's biggest tree. Earlier in the day, we got to do some old-fashioned Dukabor farming together. I was a bit less successful than my parents. And we finished it all off with some geocaching, which was a first for almost everybody involved. Some of the most fun overall came from how often me and Elizabeth got to take out our kids for activities like baking or swimming or going to the farm or doing crafts, but I'm sure that she's already either told you about what we did or is going to tell you about what we did. So I'll just leave it at that. Wednesday night sports were also more heavily participated in this year than they had ever been before, growing to new heights of fun games we got to play together every week.
This summer, I also got the opportunity to flex my muscles in writing lessons and devotionals for the first time as a guest teacher at Boys Week at Clearview Camp and a assistant helper at Team Camp at Heritage, which turned out to probably be the most impactful week of my whole summer.
The better part of the youth in attendance all came from Gentle Road in Regina, which, as you may know, takes some teens from some dark backgrounds and gives them the opportunity just to grow together, be together, have fun together, somewhere safe and away from the inner city life. So I just got to be a small part of that, spending as much time as I could with these folks, and trying my best to get to know all of them and love all of them. Here you can see the five youth that all got baptized on the last day of camp.
So that's what my summer looked like. Thanks a lot for having me as your church intern, for putting up with me and my bad announcements every Sunday. And I'm still here for the whole next year, so I'll see you around. And hopefully some of these fun activities I got to do with people all summer will keep doing throughout the winter and for the years to come. So see you next week. Goodbye.